Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started. It's season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today's obstacle is drinking enough water. We'll share common hydration mistakes and some of the consequences of not taking this seriously.
Well, Tamara, I spent decades being overweight, and I was always sweating, hot, and miserable. And at times, Tamara, it was really embarrassing, if not downright completely mortifying. I think one of my worst memories of being hot and sweaty and just completely dehydrated, you know, on this topic, is when at work, I had to carry in a bunch of like lunches to an office, and it was a really, really hot summer day. I had to make a few trips like back and forth to my car, and it was in July, super duper hot, and I got so overheated, like completely overheated, that I became like this red tomato. My business suit was soaked, like completely soaked. I couldn't stop sweating. I mean, it was embarrassing. I had to go into a bathroom and like almost take off all my clothes and try to cool down with cold water. And even when I came out, I couldn't cool down and people kept asking me what was wrong. I was so embarrassed that I actually went back to the bathroom and just hid there for the entire lunch. And it was probably one of the worst memories of my entire life.
That's embarrassing. I'm sorry. And I think we've all had those horrible moments, you know, and I'm going to guess that that's related to your hydration levels.
It was. I never figured out, Tamara, that it might have something to do with my being red and hot and overheated, that all I did was drink Diet Coke all day. I never put two and two together that perhaps, you know, being overweight as well, but also just drinking Diet Coke all the time and coffee. For me, it made me feel so out of balance that I couldn't stop sweating and I just got way too hot.
Yeah. And it's easy to forget hydration. I know on a low carb diet, I know hydration's even more important, especially for me. And in the early days of keto, it can lead to keto flu symptoms. A lot of that is just purely lack of hydration. So I'll end up with like headaches and leg cramps and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, being on a low carb diet is a vulnerability. Summer's coming up. And when you're exercising in the heat, that also can make you vulnerable. And like you said, drinking Diet Coke. And unfortunately, I drink a lot of coffee. So maybe that's going on. So we're going to go over six common hydration mistakes and the consequences of what can happen if you ignore drinking enough fluids. But let's take a quick break first.
Awesome. Well, to help our listeners feel inspired to drink more water, I'm going to be giving away 100 of these limited edition. Oh, look, if you're on YouTube, you can see I'm going to be giving away 100 limited edition custom Dirty Lazy Keto aluminum water bottles. And these hold a ton of liquid too. I'm going to have a drink. If you'd like to win one of these cute, adorable, limited edition red Dirty Lazy Keto water bottles, here's what you have to do. So first, you're going to pre-order the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook between now and May 31st, 2021, and then you will enter your receipt details on my website at dirtylazyketo.com/books. You'll click on the button that says pre-order bonus gift, and then you enter in your details. So good luck.
Thanks, Stephanie. That water bottle is so cute. You'll love it. Okay, so let's get through our six hydration mistakes and what happens if you try and ignore the importance of getting enough water in your system. Okay, I'll start with the first hydration mistake, Stephanie.
Okay, let's hear it. What's the first one?
Only hydrating with water.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, good hydration actually doesn't just come from a glass of water. In fact, I would argue some of the best hydration comes from eating lots of veggies and fruit. For me, like First of all, drinking a bunch of water makes me go to the bathroom all day, okay, which is embarrassing and inconvenient. But when you get your hydration from your veggies and fruit, I find that I'm not going to the bathroom as much, and because it's a slower release of the liquid, of the, you know, the hydration. So it's like a slow and steady hydration rather than just gulping down a bunch of water at once. So I think this is an amazing hydration weapon, is to get as much as you can from your veggies, especially, rather than just relying on water. Cause who wants to drink all that water anyway?
Hey, that's a good, really good tip. Cause mm-hmm. one of my experiences is that not drinking enough water and eating those low carb veggies, I end up constipated. So yeah. I know people love to talk about keto poop. It's one of our favorite topics and one of our most popular issues. But really, the veggies combined with the water, mm-hmm. that can lead to a whole bunch of digestive issues too, right? Mm-hmm. So I find myself trying to drink water, not just, you know, for the benefits that it provides, but I also know I want to keep my hydration, to keep my, you know, digestive issues moving. And probably the most pathetic reason is that if I fill myself up with water, then I don't eat as much. So the veggies, the water, it like fills up my stomach, and then I'm not like reaching for those, you know, like keto convenience snacks.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. It'll slow down my eating a lot and make me feel fuller. And sometimes I think I'm not really that hungry, but I'm just, cause I'm stressed or something. So if I just stop and make myself drink something first and then let it sit for a minute, then the hunger kind of goes away sometimes.
Yeah. Like fills up all that space.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what's the number two mistake we make about hydration?
Well, one of the number two is like people wait to the last minute, right? It's like dinner and they're like, oh no, haven't had any water today. Waiting too long, maybe?
Yeah. Or just waiting till like, oh, I'll drink when I work out or after I work out. But actually you should be drinking long before you work out.
Yeah. And long before dinner too, unless you want to be up all night.
Yeah. In fact, from the minute you get up till really, you should be doing it all day. I mean, and especially when the hot weather comes around and if you're exercising, I mean, I know, you know, just think about your kids in sports. The coach always says, you know, don't drink before the game, drink like hours and hours, like 4 or 5 hours before the game. And I know, I don't know about you, Stephanie, but before a half marathon, I start the night before drinking.
Yeah. I mean, the deal is if you're not drinking that water as early as possible, I mean, for me anyway, I'll end up with a horrible headache. I'll start feeling tired. I mean, you can even get delirious if you're not drinking enough water, especially when you're exercising, right? You can be all crazy, like seeing things and hearing things.
Yeah, get lightheaded and
seriously. Yeah, it can become dangerous. It can become dangerous. Yeah,
it really can. So start, drink early.
drink early often. And often. Right. Well, that helps us to move on to number three, really, which is especially when you're exercising or you're, you know, having a ketogenic diet, you can really mess up your electrolyte levels when you're not as hydrated as you should be. So what does that mean to you, like in terms of electrolyte levels, and how does that affect you?
Well, I see it for me a lot when I'm exercising and in the summer, my electrolyte levels get lower. And I know this because I start getting cramps. That's the first sign. And I'll be working out and like my legs will start cramping. I'm like, oh, I definitely did not get enough electrolytes. So I usually will take a Gatorade Zero or Noon, which are little tablets you just put in water because they're both sugar-free. Yeah, you have some Noon. Yeah, it's
here's a little show and tell for you if you've never heard of Noon.
Mm-hmm. And it's great for exercising, as is Gatorade. And like now there's all these, you know, zero sugar alternatives. So, oh, and I also take a magnesium and a potassium supplement. Obviously, you'd want to consult your physician before you do something like that. But those are also things that you lose when you're not hydrating enough when you're on a low carb diet. So that might be another thing to look at.
Those are great tips. It was funny, you know, prepping for this episode and just really thinking about it. I was at Walmart yesterday and loading all my groceries onto the cart. And I realized that literally like half of my groceries on the conveyor belt was something to do with hydration. And I was kind of cracking up like, wow, I take this seriously. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I had tons of like that, like you mentioned, the Gatorade Zero, I had the Powerade, no sugar added. You know, I have different sizes. I'm like, this one's for the weekend. This one's for after a workout, right? I had my water, just plain water. And then also your suggestion about having more of the low carb veggies on hand. Because really, that's the whole point. We want to keep our body as healthy as possible. Because if I don't take this seriously, especially if I have a few drinks, like alcohol related, I will get those leg cramps in the middle of the night that will just wake me up out of the blue. And instantly I know I have not balanced my electrolytes.
Yeah. So water isn't enough always.
No, no, you got to have it all.
Yeah. go for the electrolytes. And like, I think too, the veggies also, like celery has some of those minerals you need too. They'll give the electrolytes too. But definitely don't hesitate to start with the Gatorade. A lot of people say it cures the headaches and the keto flu also. Okay. Number four is people make the mistake of thinking that you have to drink water, quote, like everyone else. You know, you've heard we're supposed to drink 8 glasses of water. Haven't we all heard that a day? But actually experts say maybe, maybe not. People are different. I know, I drink probably more than 8 glasses, and I think I need more than 8 glasses.
Yeah. Well, for me, like you said about following arbitrary rules, like I'm a different human being. I've been doing dirty lazy keto now for almost a decade. So for me, my hydration levels might be very different from someone who's just starting or someone who's, you know, maybe not that serious about it. So for me, I have to really take this seriously. I drink a ton of water. And the way I do it is to make sure that I have my water bottles filled at night before I go to sleep. I try to make it easy. In general, for me, what works is I have, I'd say about 6 of these a day, in addition to maybe a Powerade. And that's totally different from, you know, the caffeinated beverages, which I have coffee in the morning, or if I'm at a restaurant, I might have a Diet Coke as a treat. But I take this really seriously and I try to do what's right for me, not what some kind of random doctor or article in a magazine says.
I know it's good to be, I guess this is a lesson in knowing yourself, like pay attention. Is your mouth feeling dry? Are you starting to get lightheaded? Like just be in tune with how you're feeling. And once you do that, try drinking, you know, stuff. The problem with me, like Stephanie, is I'm not in the habit of filling up 6 of those glasses and having them ready. I think one of the tricks that helped me was just finding the right water bottle that I like, and then making a point of taking it with me. So now, like when I go on errands, I take my water bottle. I didn't before. I take it with me because I find that as I'm running errands, I get super thirsty. And so, so that's one of the things I've done, is just remembering to take it.
Hey, that's a great habit. I know, just every time I leave the house, like you said, I just grab one of my glass water bottles and bring it in the car. And that way I have it. Because if it's there, I'm more likely to drink it, right?
Yeah. Like last night I was at, Ella had a volleyball game, and I saw parents coming in with water bottles. They let you take them in there. And I was surprised at the gym. And I was like, oh, I should have done that. Because it was like 3 hours and I had nothing to drink. So
yeah, even if you're not thirsty, if it's there, you'll drink it. That's what I kind of find. Exactly. Otherwise you end up, you know, wanting to go to a fast food and get a Diet Coke, or, you know what I mean? It's easy to make another choice if you don't have that available.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned Diet Coke and coffee.
I heard you have a success story you wanted to share with our listeners. Speaking of Diet Coke and coffee. You were telling me earlier you've had some big success in this area. I don't remember. You said it's been 2 weeks since you had done something.
No, that wasn't a I guess it's a bragging point. Yes, it's 2 weeks since I've been to Starbucks.
Why is that not something to brag about? I was so impressed. I don't know if you were trying to do that, but I was like, Tamara, that's a really big deal. Probably 2 weeks?
I was sad about it.
Oh, you were sad? I thought you were like super proud of yourself, because we were talking about hydration and caffeine, and you were like, I haven't been to Starbucks in 2 weeks. I'm all, what is happening to Tamara?
I should be proud of that. But yeah, I did go 2 weeks.
Hey, that's a big deal, because our tip number five is that when you are consuming hydration zapping foods and drinks, and these are foods high in salt or drinks high in caffeine or alcoholic drinks, those things are dehydrating. And that will, in my experience, whenever I have those items, the caffeine, the alcohol, the high in salt foods, and I do all of those, but what I have to do for my own body is to have an extra glass of water on top of my normal regimen to make up for it. And that's like more water than water, right?
Yeah. And I don't think we're saying you should not have any salt, for instance.
No, I have tons of salt. I have tons of all these things. And, and I'm just saying, for me, I have to drink extra water to make up for it. And I think that's a key issue with a lot of people. They don't see that. They think coffee counts as water. And I'm like, no, no. If you're having coffee, then that means you have to drink extra water to make up for it, because it's sucking the water out of you. Same with alcohol. Like, for every alcoholic drink you have, if anyone's had a hangover out there in their lifetime, they know that's a feeling of dehydration. So you got to drink more.
Yeah. And if you're sweating a lot, you lose a lot of salt also. So you want to make sure your electrolytes are, you know, it's like just taking the time, like, is it hot out? Am I sweating a lot? What have I eaten? Mm-hmm. What did I drink, coffee or have alcohol? And then, so maybe even the other issue is that it's a day-to-day thing. Like, your hydration needs are going to change even from day to day.
Good point. Mm-hmm. And it's important to know what you're having. Like, it was funny. I was going through my show and tell cabinet, and I was looking at some of the different like hydration tools that I have. And one of these, like, for example, this is a Crystal Light, but it has energy, quote unquote. And I know Walmart offers these as well, but these have caffeine added to them. So they're water flavored tablets with caffeine, which is like the opposite of what you're trying to do, right? If you're trying to flavor your water to drink more, and then you're adding caffeine, that will result in making you less hydrated, ironically. Yeah.
So be read your labels.
Yeah. Know what you're having. And I think that's surprising to people. So, you know, spending more time on this topic, it's not something we should be embarrassed about. Because as adults, when we all love coffee, let's face it, you know, most of us enjoy cocktails or wine or beer once in a while. So knowing that you have to increase the amount of water to make up for that, it's just part of being responsible.
Yeah. And I noticed at bars now, they'll bring you a glass of water with your drink. Have you noticed that?
I think if you ask, some states are real weird about, you know, wanting to make sure.
Yeah. But it's, I just found that bartenders have, they kind of know that people are hydrating at the same time, because we know it dehydrates you.
Yeah. And you mentioned too about just diet choices. If you are thinking about ketosis and dirty lazy keto and all that, I just want to assure people that I do have a full video on that. It's on YouTube about the keto flu specifically, because I know in terms of dieting or losing weight that there's a whole bunch of different issues that go on there. And there's a whole episode devoted to that on YouTube.
Awesome. Okay. Our last mistake, and I kind of alluded to this earlier, but it's drinking the prescribed amount of water each day. So thinking there's a magic one size all fits all target. And I mentioned before that 8 glasses is what a lot of people think, or you have a friend who does 4 glasses and they're telling you that's all you need. And we're saying, that may not be the best way to go. In fact, I would argue you should probably go by the color of your pee. So they say, right, if it's dark gold, it means you're probably dehydrated, but you want that light straw color. And when it turns that color, you're probably better hydrated. So maybe that's a more custom way.
That is Tamara's personal style.
Yes.
We know so much about you. It's just scary.
Too much. I know. After we used to run, we would say our pee was radioactive, because it would be so, we would be so dehydrated.
That is a lot of information for me to digest. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that. Well, you know what? I appreciate your honesty. And I think that a lot of us are so embarrassed to talk about things like this. You know, and I shared earlier, like, the amount of water we all drink is different, right? And what's a comfort level for one person may be different for another. And for me, I think probably more important than the color of my urine, I don't want to just be eating all day and snacking all day. So I drink probably more water than other people might. And that's okay with me. Like, I'm comfortable with that. It helps me, especially with headaches. I used to have such bad issues with headaches prior to losing weight and, you know, eating a lower carb lifestyle. And for me, drinking like way more water than somebody else, it's so manageable for me. And I'm okay with going to the bathroom a lot. I'm okay with my pee being like completely clear or super, super pale. And that might be different from Tamara or someone else. You have to do what's right for you. And I think that's our message. Like, don't be afraid to break free from some kind of the articles that you read about this many ounces or this many glasses. You have to do what's right for your body.
Right. And you should care about it. We're not saying don't care about it. Put a lot of thought into it.
A lot of thought into it.
Right. But just pay attention to your needs specifically. Mm-hmm. And I thought of another added bonus too, when you're talking, was your skin is nicer, by the way, when you're better hydrated. So beautiful skin.
Even better.
Right. Well, I'm curious what strategies our listeners use to avoid hydration mistakes. Email us at Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or through Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. If your comment is read on the air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's take one last break.
Great. Well, it is recipe call out time. I want to try to do more and more of these recipe call outs. So since we're talking today about dehydration and hydration, I want to draw your attention to 2 recipes that are in the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook that can help you balance your electrolytes and also increase your hydration levels. So first of all, if you have the Dirt Cheap Cookbook, you want to look at page 82. The caveman soup recipe is a wonderful way for you to have a snack, a meal, which also is going to help you restore naturally your electrolytes. So take a look at that. And then also, a lot of our listeners, I know they don't like maybe the fruity commercial drinks like Powerade or sugar-free Gatorade. So if that sounds like you and you don't want to add the carbs of noon, which noon tablets do have about 4 grams per tablet. So if you're trying to avoid those kinds of sugary additives and added carbs, take a look at the homemade liquidation battery recharge drink. It's on page 203 of the Dirtly's Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. And that way you can make your own electrolyte drink at home for free. I know, right? So check out the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. It's the 2nd out of 4 Dirty Lazy Keto cookbooks in the series, and it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through order on your local bookstore.
Excellent. Okay, Stephanie, let's wrap it up by sharing our hydration hacks.
Hydration hacks are so fun. So here is mine. I mentioned earlier the importance of Diet Coke in my life. Obviously, I went from drinking it all day long to now, you know, drinking a lot more water. So I don't want people to think they can't have it. I think that's important. That's a very important differentiation with Dirty Lazy Keto versus another type of low carb or strict ketogenic diet. So what I do to make sure, though, that I'm still drinking my water and enjoying my maybe diet sodas or diet energy drinks less is I keep them in the garage and I keep them hot. The reason I do this is because I'm trying to make it inconvenient for myself and I'm lazy. So I know I have to go get the can of diet soda or the diet energy drink. Then I'd have to get a cup of ice, right? That's like a whole bunch of steps, and it's a deterrent that just keeps me, you know, drinking the water, which is what I want to do. And I mentioned earlier about keeping my glass bottles in the fridge, and I do this ahead of time, like at night. But I also add delicious flavors. Okay. I'm going to show you my embarrassing like Skittles and my Crush. These are sugar-free additives. And I also buy these from Walmart. They come in a really big size and I feel like they're the best value. They're the double containers and they're like a lot less expensive than the smaller ones at the grocery store. So for me, that makes it fun and helpful. I also use lemon or lime, but probably not as often as the fun fruity flavors. So that's my hack.
It's so funny because your drink of choice is like very like, you know,
it's like very 1980s junior high. Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm having Kool-Aid. Whatever. Don't judge.
No, it's great. It works
for me. I'm not classy with the slice of lemon and the Perrier or the herbal tea. No, I don't do that.
Yeah, I know. Me either. and of course, my hack is related to coffee because that is my drink of beverage of choice. And my hack is that you can have coffee. Okay, so even though we talk about it, that it can zap some of your hydration. But I did see some studies, Stephanie, that said it's not going to throw your whole day's hydration off if you have a cup of coffee in the morning. But the hack here is to do that is you, once you get up, and this, I do this every morning now. The first thing I do before I make my coffee, and I don't allow myself to make my coffee until I drink one big 8-ounce glass of water. And then I go ahead and have my coffee, and then I'm not gulping the coffee, you know, cause I'm just thirsty. The problem is overnight you get dehydrated because your body's actually working pretty hard at night. So you wake up thirsty. So hack, drink a big glass of water once you get up and then have your coffee.
So simple. I love it. What's our big takeaway today, Tamara? What are we trying to drive home? What's our big message?
Well, the hydration is super important. Don't forget about it. We tend to focus on food when we're dieting or we're trying to get healthy. It's all about the food, food, food. And we want you to think about what you're drinking, how much you're drinking. And we don't want you to follow a bunch of rules about drinking. We want you to do what's right for you.
That's it.
And are you enjoying the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on YouTube, give the episode a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto channel.
Well, listeners, we love hearing your comments and reading your reviews. And I want to share one that was written on YouTube. And this is by Mary Ann. And this was after our episode about 7 warning signs to help you avoid burnout. And Mary Ann wrote, "These topics are always a part of our lives. Sometimes I watch them more than once for reinforcement." Aww. Thanks, ladies. Well, thank you, Marianne.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.